countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
You're listening to Countrywide here on RTE Radio 1. Now, this morning, we are in a festive mood with sounds, songs and stories from all across the country. Aileen Lambert has compiled a children's songbook titled The Frog and the Mouse. And this week, Brenda Donoghue went to visit her in her County Wexford home.
Just coming up to the front door and there's a rooster and there's geese and it's all very festive here. I just knock on the door.
Hi, Brenda, come on in.
Hi, are you Nelly?
Yes, I'm Nelly.
And look at all the lovely girls here. Who have we got?
Well, I'm the oldest.
Yeah.
And this is Eppy. Say hi, Eppy.
Hi.
And then here's Nan, the youngest.
Hi.
There was a rooster at the front door. Who's that?
That's Breakdance. And Breakdance was named Breakdance because as a child he couldn't walk properly. And I think he had this thing called spraddle leg. So he couldn't walk and he would always do the splits and that's where he got his name.
I love your Christmas tree.
Well, there's elves on it.
Well, Mama's inside, so...
Thank you very much, Nelly. Aileen, how are you? Thank you for having me in your home.
Welcome, lovely to see you again.
Congratulations on the book, The Frog and the Mouse. The idea behind it.
Well, Brenda, I've been singing songs, traditional songs with children for the last 15 years or so. And I always thought it would be great to pull together a songbook. So in the last year and a half, really, I started compiling all the great little traditional songs that are so engaging, that children love, and put them together in the songbook. And then it ties in with a YouTube playlist of videos as well of me with the girls singing the songs. And I just know that children will love it because they've always loved the songs when I get to share it with them.
When I think of some Irish traditional songs and children singing them, they're about loss and emigration and famine.
Yeah, it is true that often you will hear children called on to sing a song for the family, maybe at Christmas or something, you know, when there's often a bit of a get together and a few songs. And they'll sing some big song with meaning that, you know, goes over their heads. Like it's, as you say, lost love and somebody who left their homeland. And they haven't really had those experiences. But the nature of these songs, like be it the lovely little lilted choruses they have, or the subject of some of the others, like animals holding a party, for example, you know, children just love to hear about them. They're just full of fun.
So what songs have you discovered? How did you find them, Aileen? Give me an example.
I'd love to. The girls would love to sing for you, Brenda.
Would you sing for me, girls?
Yeah.
The songs, there's 14 in the book and they're all anonymous. They really are the old traditional style songs that have been passed on from generation to generation. A couple of them have new verses added to them, all right, by some contemporary singers. And one of those is Miss Mousie's Ball. Luke Cheevers loved it so much he wrote a couple of extra verses for it, which is great because it's one of the girls' favourite songs.
Would you give me a little blast of it, please?
Miss Mousie said she'd hold a ball and ask her neighbours one and all. She'd hold it in a splendid hole, most kindly lent by Mr. Mole. There'd be no end to nuts and roots, cherries red and candied fruits, juicy leaves and buttercups, and dewdrops in some acorn cups. Di-dum-a-dee, diddle, di-dum-do, diddly, di-dum-a-dee, diddle, di-dum-do. Di-dum-a-dee, diddle, di-dum-do, diddly, di-dum-a-dee, diddle, di-dum-do.
That was really lovely.
So one of the songs the kids love is a song with the title Knickers of Corduroy. The source of it is a recording where Mairead Ní Gonal is singing it. And seemingly she got it from her aunt Nelly Ní Gonal in Ranafast in County Donegal. So where I can, I like to track where I got the song from. But so many of them, I don't even know where I got them from. And of course, Knickers here is short for Knickerbockers because it's about a fairly queer looking fella and his get up. And that's what's in the chorus. Will we sing the chorus? Just...
He wears a pair of laceless shoes, knickers of corduroy, a swallowtail coat and waistcoat, he's only got one eye. His hair and whiskers both are black, he wears a castor hat, and can anyone kindly tell me, have you seen me, darling Pat?
One of the things about the book as well is that there's lots of extra added bits like crosswords and recipes connected to the songs. Tell me about Culcannon.
So yeah, we've a lovely song called Culcannon, or people might know it as The Little Skillet Pot. And sure, we couldn't resist but to include a recipe in it. Most people would know it from the Black Family have a lovely recording of it from a good many years ago. But it would have been quite a commonly sung song, and it's got some lovely old words in it, like it has your oxter, if you know where you might put something under your oxter, and some old Irish words in it too. Just things like boreen and even cluracan and colleen. So just some lovely vocabulary in it.
Did you ever eat Culcannon made with lovely pickled cream, with the greens and scallions mingled like a picture in a dream? Did you ever make a hole on top to hold the melting flake of the creamy flavoured butter that our mothers used to make? Yes, you did, so you did, so did he, and so did I. And the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I am to cry. Oh, weren't them the happy days when troubles we had not, and our mothers made Culcannon in the little skillet pot.
Well, Aileen, aren't they brilliant? It must be lovely to sing with your daughters.
It is, and I think really for everybody, it's something that happens them when they become a parent. You know, when you have children, you need to sing lullabies to get them asleep. You need to sing little play game songs to keep them entertained on your knee. And for us, it's something that we've just continued to do and learn some of the, you know, lots of songs in the tradition and sing them around at home when there's gatherings. And we love to sing in the car. It's one of our favourite places to sing.
Well, happy Christmas to you, Aileen, and to Eppy, Nan and Nelly. You're going to sing a Christmas carol for us.
Well, there's a song called Up on the Housetop that me and my sisters sing.
And where do you sing it, Nelly?
In the car also.
Take it away, girls.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws, out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. Woo!